good problem to have so many people, we're trying to squish them in. Atamari e whānau. A reading from Acts chapter 10, beginning at verse 34. And this is Peter talking after he's been invited to Cornelius' house after he's seen that amazing vision. So, Peter began to speak. I now realise how true it is that God does not accept favouritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with them. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Whakarongo ki te wairua a ki te hahi. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Te ronga pai tahu, tapu ki te ritinga a Matthew, te rua te kau mawaro upoko ka timata tahi. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28, beginning at the first verse.
Praise and glory.
The resurrection. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Christ who was crucified. He is not here, he has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Te ronga pai tēnei at karaiti. This is the Gospel of Christ.
Praise Christ.
Well, good morning, everybody. What an exciting way to start the day, isn't it? Wasn't it a brilliant way to begin Easter today? I want you to cast your minds back 2,000 years and just imagine you are one of the first disciples called by Jesus. You know, we've got lots of stories that you can kind of pick and choose from. You might think, you know, maybe I was amongst the fishermen on the beach that Jesus called. Maybe I'm like Matthew the tax collector, maybe I'm like Simon the zealot, maybe I'm like Mary, Martha, whoever it is, but be yourself, obviously, and just have that sense of Jesus coming to you right at the beginning of his ministry and calling you to follow him. Like, you might think there's nothing particularly special about you, but you can imagine it. You've maybe heard a little bit about this Jesus. And here he is calling you to follow him. And I can just imagine that you'd be kind of like, wow, okay. There'd be the sense of maybe there's a possibility of something more to life than what I'm experiencing here as a tax collector or a fisherman or whatever it might be. Maybe there is a journey to go on. Maybe there is an adventure ahead. And as you start to kind of accept that and say yes to that, it's like a little bit of hope for something different gets breathed into your heart. So you're following Jesus, and you're following him around, and he begins to teach about the kingdom of God. He begins to teach about a way of life and a way of viewing the world and ourselves that is quite different from the world around us. And you think, this is amazing. Like, just, this could be incredible. Just imagine if this was true. And as you start to listen to him speak, you feel hope starting to be breathed more and more into your heart. Oh, I'm out of pop. That's what happens when you've got to sing as well. So you're following Jesus around, and he's not only is he talking about the kingdom of God in a way that just helps your heart to light up, but he's praying for people. He's encountering people, and as he prays for them, they're healed. They're set free. They have their lives transformed, and as you watch this happen right in front of you, a little bit more hope gets breathed into your heart. Now Jesus takes you aside one day, you and a couple of the other disciples, and he says, hey, you know how you've heard me talking about the kingdom of God and sharing about what God is like? And we're like, yeah. And you know how you've seen me praying for people and they've been healed or set free? And we're like, yeah. Well, I want you to go and do that. And you're like, me? It's like, yeah, you. Go on, give it a go. So you're like, oh, okay. And so you head on off and you're like, hey, can I tell you about the kingdom of God? And people are like, what's that? Tell me about it. And as you tell people about it, you see that their faces start to light up. You mean there is a different way to be than the way in which I see it in the world around me? And you're like, yeah. Could I maybe pray for you? And they're like, all right, pray for me. And as you pray for people, you find them healed and set free, and transformed. Their hearts are lit up by hope as well. And as you see that, your own heart starts to go, and you're starting to go, this is really exciting. This is incredible. And then this really cool thing happens. Jesus takes you and the other disciples down to Jerusalem. And it's like the whole of Jerusalem, the whole city has heard about Jesus. And they all start pouring out onto the streets going, Hosanna, praise. This is the Savior who's come to us. And it's like suddenly this thing that you've been hanging out with Jesus' followers and you've been following Jesus and you've seen it. It's like the whole world is starting to get it. And you're like, this is awesome. This is what I always hoped for, that the world would be transformed by faith and hope and love and joy and peace. And you start to see the whole city get the hang of it. And as you start to see the city get the hang of it, your heart just fills with joy. But then something happens. The week starts to carry on a little bit, and suddenly people are like, oh, is this what it means to follow God? Oh, actually, I'm not sure if I want to do that. Well, they start to hear about the kingdom of God and go, oh, that would mean kind of like change and stuff. I'm Anglican, I don't like change. But, you know, so you start to see this like mood start to change through the course of the week. And then on Thursday night, a bunch of people show up to arrest Jesus. And he has this quick and nasty trial. And within 24 hours, he's crucified. Have you ever had just die right there in front of you. I have. I imagine many of you have as well. You can imagine what it would be like to be standing at the foot of the cross, seeing the one that you placed all of your hope in, you'd seen this rising sense of joy, die right in front of you. You know, for those of you who have experienced that, it's like, you'll know it, it's like being punched in the guts, like you can hardly breathe. Or like your heart being squeezed so tight. And you start to wonder, man, how am I going to keep going? You might have experienced that sense where you wake up in the morning and like sleep's great because sleep is about the only time that you get a break from thinking about it. But then you have that moment, don't you, where you wake up and you go, oh, it's a new day. For about 5 seconds, and then the reality crushes you once more. See, a lot of you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Imagine the woman from our reading this morning. So Jesus dies on Friday. On Saturday, they would have woken up in that morning. They would have gone, ah, Saturday. Ah. Jesus is dead. What do you do with that? They wake up Sunday morning. Oh, Sunday. Ah. Jesus is dead. What do we do with that? All of my hope, the dreams that we had, the transformation that we saw coming, the joy we experienced, gone. Well, what they choose to do is that they choose to go and to kind of get in touch with their grief. They wake up early in the morning and they go, well, we're going to go to the tomb anyway. We don't know what else to do. We'll go to the tomb to kind of be in touch with that grief. And so they head to the tomb. But when they get there, they find that there is like the earth trembles and shakes. An angel shakes things up. The obstacles that were in the way, including Roman guards, and a big stone had been rolled away. And they're like, what's happening here? And the angel says to them, do not be afraid. Christ is risen. And hope starts to appear once more. And as they're leaving the garden, Jesus appears to them. And so they get this encounter with Jesus. And you can just imagine their hearts that are like this. A little bit of hope gets breathed in once more. There is a theologian called Friedrich Buechner who says this. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead means that even the worst thing is not the last thing with God. Even the worst thing is not the last thing with God. And so the woman leave the tomb and they go and tell the disciples and Peter runs, he runs to go and see what's going on as well. He goes, I don't believe this, I've got to go and see this for myself. And he runs to the tomb and he goes, oh, there are two guys on the road to Emmaus. Jesus appears to them too and they turn around. They're on the road to Emmaus, but they're like, oh, we've got to go back and we've got to tell everyone about this. So they head on back. The disciples, the other disciples, who are all still in that state of shock and mourning and grief, locked away in fear up in a room, Jesus appears to them as well, even though they're in a locked room. And then they all come back together and they start sharing the story that Jesus is not dead. And you can just imagine, hope starts to get breathed back in, right? One of them isn't there, Thomas. So Thomas is still like, Thomas is still in that grief and shock mode, and he comes back in and everyone else is in party mode. You can kind of imagine him there. He's like... And everyone's like, Jesus is risen. Christ is risen. He's risen from the dead. You know? And he's like, what do you want? What? And they go, Jesus is alive. Christ is risen. Come on, somebody. Christ is risen. Hey! and he goes, no. No. I'm not going to believe it unless I get to experience it for myself. Which is a totally valid response, right? When you've had your heart broken, when you've had hope die in front of you, when you've experienced that grief and shock, you want to protect your heart. But then Jesus appears to Thomas and says, look, put your hands in the wound at my side. Put your hand in the nail scars on my wrists. And as he does, Thomas says, my Lord and my God. And hope starts to get breathed in once more. No. And this is cool. Like this carries on for 40 days. Actually, can I just get you to tie this off for me? Because otherwise I'm going to let it go and it's going to make loud farty noises, which is just going to undercut my whole sermon. Ah, just like that. So for 40 days, Jesus appears to a bunch of his disciples, a bunch of followers, and word starts to spread. And the early church starts to gather and it starts to pray and worship, and Jesus passes on to them the task that Jesus himself was there to perform, like go into all the world and tell people about this. And this interesting thing takes place in the early church, right? So they've all had Jesus appear to them. They all are filled with the Holy Spirit. They all have this hope now bouncing around inside them. And then something interesting starts to happen. Suddenly, the Holy Spirit starts filling the lives of people who aren't Jews, who aren't believers. And the early church, who are all Jewish believers who have come to faith in Christ, are all like, wait a minute, we thought this hope was for us. And they're all carrying around their hope, and then Peter goes to the house of Cornelius and he finds a bunch of people who aren't even believers, all being filled with the Holy Spirit and this amazing transformation starting to happen out there in the world. And Peter says, oh my goodness, I get it now. I get it. This hope, it isn't just for me. It's for you as well, Gary. And right at the end there, Peter says, all who believe will experience the forgiveness of their sins. All who believe will be saved. All who believe can experience that renewal of hope and life and joy once more. Because the resurrection means that even the worst thing is not the last thing with God. I'd like the worship team to come, and we're going to sing in a moment. But what I wonder if we might do is I wonder if we might stand. I just wonder if you would just like to open your life to God, however you do that. You can close your eyes or bow your head or open your hands, whatever it might be. And I just wonder if, as we gather here today, if there's areas of our life or of our lives that we would like to experience a resurrection in. If there are things that we are carrying with us today that just feel like They just need new life breathed into us. And maybe, yeah, maybe it's even that you've seen something that you've hoped for die right in front of you, and it's broken your heart. When I talk about that horrible squeezy feeling around your insides, or that shortness of breath, or that waking up in the morning and realizing that that grief is still there. I wonder if you would be vulnerable enough in this moment just to open your life to God and invite the Holy Spirit to breathe new life into areas that you thought were dead. The Apostle Paul, who had a life-changing experience with the risen Lord, said this: the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is alive and present to you. It's alive and present to all of us today. Whether you've been coming to church for ages, or whether you don't come to church very often, or if at all, it doesn't matter to God. You are loved. And God's desire is that every person would come to know Him. And as we start to believe that resurrection is possible, as we start to invite God into those vulnerable, broken places, renewal starts to happen. Hope starts to grow. Often tears start to come as we mourn our losses. But there is also peace as we begin to believe that God might breathe fresh life into us, as we begin to believe in resurrection. I wonder if we could also intercede on behalf of people that we know that are broken. People who we know have had hope die in front of them, who aren't here today, but are on our hearts. Would our faith extend to them as well? As God renews our hope, might we pray that God would renew their hope as well? Just pray for them as well. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit.
Did you feel the mountains tremble? Did you hear the oceans roar? When the people rose to sing of Jesus Christ, the risen one. Did you feel the people tremble? And did you hear the singers roar? When the lost began to sing up Jesus Christ the Saving. And we can see that God you're moving, a mighty river through the nations, and young and old will turn to Jesus. Fling wide you heavenly gate, prepare the way of the risen Lord. Open up the doors and let the music play. Let the streets resound with singing. Upon injustice,
you feel the darkness tremble.
And do you feel the darkness tremble when all the saints join in one song? When all the streams flow as one river to wash away our brokenness? That God you're moving, a time of jubilee is coming, when young and old return to Jesus. Fling wide you heavenly gates, prepare the way of the risen Lord. Open up the doors, open up the doors, and streets resound with singing. Songs that bring your hope and songs that bring your joy. Dancers who dance upon injustice. Open up the doors, open. Bring your whole songs that bring your joy. Dancers who dance upon injustice. Did you feel the mountains tremble? Did you hear the oceans roar? When the people rose to sing of Jesus Christ, the risen one.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to offer thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise for the gospel we have received. Christ died for our sins. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Death comes to all through Adam, and sin reigns for a time. The new life without end comes through Christ, and he reigns forever. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Death, where is your victory? Where is your sting? Death is swallowed up in victory, the victory you give us in Christ. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
We have been crucified with Christ and live his risen life, to praise you forever with angels and archangels. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. As we remember Jesus, your Son, the good he did, the people he healed, the way he served, send your Holy Spirit that this bread and wine may be to us his body and blood. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he gave you thanks. He broke it, gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this to remember me." Then after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given you thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, to remember me." Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us now to empower us to live lives like Jesus, full of love for one another, full of love for you, full of love for this world you long to save. United in Christ with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, O God, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing, honour, and glory be yours, here and everywhere, now and forever. Amen. Please sit or kneel, and as Christ teaches us, we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from a time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and we break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
We do not need one body, but we all share the one bread.
Haere mai e te kahui a te atua. Haere mai ki te tepu a te karaiti. Come, God's people. Come to receive Christ's heavenly. Thank you.
revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. Oh, what could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. And nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus.
What a wonderful name it is.
The name of Jesus. Death could not hold you, the veil tore before you, silence the boast of sin and grave.
Heavens are roaring,
the praise and your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. To the end of yourself, do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar, The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a Savior! Isn't He wonderful? Sing Alleluia! Christ is risen. Bow down before Him, for He is Lord of all. Sing Alleluia, Christ is risen. Savior, isn't He wonderful? Sing Alleluia, Christ is risen. Bow down before Him, for He is Lord of all. Sing Alleluia, Christ is risen. Bear your cross as you wait for the crown. Tell the world of the treasure you've found.
Lord, we thank You for the renewed hope of this day. We thank You for breathing fresh life into the areas of our lives where we feel vulnerable, where we're carrying hurts, disappointments. And Lord, we pray that today You would fill our hearts to take that hope into the world, to share it with our communities, to share it with our families, to share with our friends and colleagues. And that, Lord, we would see a transformation in the world in this year to come. Where there is war, bring peace. Feed the hungry. Bring water to the thirsty. Release the captives. Lord, would we see the advance of Your kingdom across the globe as Your people gather in worship right around the world on this Easter Sunday. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen.
Thank you, Ben. Before we conclude our service, we have to have our family time, those of you who are hanging out waiting for birthdays. So if you've had a birthday or a special celebration, please come forward so we can actually celebrate it with you. Have we any birthdays? We have. Right, we have one.
I had my 80th not so long ago.
His 80th not so long ago. And there's another one. And did you have a birthday?
My 12-month baptism anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Cool. That's fantastic. Right. Let's sing celebrations.
Celebrations today. May God bless you, we pray. Live with Jesus, dear friends. May He guide you each day.
Now, any notices? Just want to, wait, I think Alison's, I think I know what you're coming for.
Yes, it's getting close to our autumn sale, which is next Saturday morning here at St Luke's, and it starts at 9 a.m. Thank you for the people who've offered to help. We could do with one or two more, but that's good. If you'd like to arrive about 8:15 would be great. If you can help on Friday afternoon, that would be good too. We're set up after the food share morning. And we have got quite a lot of stuff, but if you've got things that you'd like to give, bring them. Best time is Wednesday or Thursday when the office is open, between 9 and 12, or at the latest on early Friday afternoon. So, thank you. We will be selling a variety of goods, household goods, plus plants and clothing and all sorts, really. So, thank you. Bye.
Good morning, everyone. So, I'm just letting you know that tomorrow fortnight, that's Monday the 20th of April at 2:30 p.m. in the hall next door, is the men's group meeting. Now, I know it's mostly retired men that come, but any men are welcome if you have spare time on that Monday afternoon. And we'll be hosting Clay Mosen. He's the owner-director of the Achievement Room gym, a training gym in Parada Street next to New World Car Park. So he's going to be talking to us about how you can improve your quality and enjoyment of life through regular exercise, in a nutshell. So, you're all welcome, and hope to see as many of you as are interested and can come there then. Thank you.
That's adding to the quality and enjoyment of life we've received here this morning, by the way. You don't have to go to a gym.
Right.
For the last song, for those of you who are visitors, we have tea and coffee in the hall next door. We'd love to have you there to share a chat with us and with each other, and also there's prayer ministry here this morning. If anybody wants to receive prayer or have someone pray for them or with them, please just come forward to this area here. Ben.
Fantastic. So you will have all been issued with a balloon at the front door. Now is the time to be blowing up your balloon. And I noticed that there were a few people snickering and laughing at the difficulty I had blowing up a balloon. I didn't see you preaching and worship leading and presiding and doing it. So now here's your chance to prove just how much better than me you are. So you can blow up your balloons now. I've got a couple of young friends who might have little Easter treats at the door for you as you are leaving, which is great. But just remember, this is fantastic. As you blow up your balloons, think about the hope that you're carrying with the resurrection for ourselves, obviously, but out into the world, something that we get to share. And so we'll practice sharing it on the last song. I know all of you go to big concerts regularly, and maybe not the sort of concerts where you have beach balls floating around, but we can do that for the final song because, you know, we're Anglican and not Presbyterian. We can dance in the pews.
All right. All right. 2, 3, 4.
Would you like to stand?
Come all you weary, come all you thirsty, come to the well that never runs dry. Drink of the water, come and thirst no more. Come all you sinners, come find His mercy, come to the table, He will satisfy. Taste of His goodness, find what you're looking for.
Are we ready? One, two, three, go!
Cast your nets.
But whoever believes in Him will live forever.
Bring it all.
Bring all your failures. Bring your addictions. Come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting there with open arms.
Are ready? But God so loved. Go.
God so loved.
Hell defeated.
The power of hell forever defeated. Now it is well. I'm walking in freedom. For God so loved. God so loved the world.
Say, praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God,
praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, for the oneness of His love.
God's the love,
but God. Whoever believes in Him will live forever.
Power of hell defeated.
The power of hell forever defeated. Now it is well. I'm walking in freedom. For God so loved. God so loved the world.
Go in peace.
Amen.
We go in the name of Christ. Have a fantastic end of the week. Ka kite.